How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind?
This morning I want to share a word with you that the Lord laid on my heart as we look at the theme Free Indeed. And then I will continue and conclude it in the next service, which will be the fourth service. And the message is titled, Idea to be Different. I am free enough to be different. And I just want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't need your permission to be me. Turn to another person, cross your leg, square your shoulder, tell them, I do not need your permission to be me. Many things hinder people, many things, particularly women. Many things will hinder us. Geographical, historical, cultural, ethnic. You can't marry Ijebu if you are Ekiti. You can't marry Igbo if you are, ethnic. All sorts of hindrances. Personal, low self-esteem, spiritual, financial. We can go on and on and on and on and on. Anything that inhibits your progress, every limitation, every barrier that has been militating against your destiny is the reason why this conference is being held. And in the name that is above every name, as you walk out of this beautiful sanctuary today, you are moving into another level. Amen. Let's start our journey from the book of Luke, chapter number 10. And I want to read from verse 38. Luke, chapter number 10, from verse 38. The Bible says, now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Verse 41, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. I want us under the Holy Spirit to travel through these few verses of the scripture. As we look at the theme Free Indeed, and as we consider idea to be different. I, Olufunke Felix Adejumo, idea to be different. The Bible tells me in that verse number 38, now it came to pass as they went. That is the starting point of freedom. Only goers are truly free. If you decide to stay on the same spot, then you can't enjoy freedom. As they went. From today, I want you to begin to go. Some of you need to walk away from wrong relationships. Some of you need to walk away from abusive relationships. I'm here to let you know that when God created you, he had motion in mind. That's why your feet are forward looking. That's why you don't walk backwards. Look at the anatomy of the human body. You don't walk sideways. You walk like this. He created you for motion. He created you for success. That's why your eyes are in the front and not at the back. And not sideways. As they went. You are more than this. If you are not tired of where you are is tired of you. Go up. Move up, rise up, do something. It's time for you to be different. Disappoint your enemies. In Acts chapter 3, the people that used to dump that lame man on that particular spot, when Jesus healed him through John and Peter, he left that place and five major things happened to him. His stature changed, his location changed, his company changed, his language changed. The next time they came to look for him, maybe the last time they dropped him, he said, if not that, you are my cousin. Rubbish, you are even smelling. Just sit there. But the next time they came, the man had changed address. They came, they looked for him. Where is he? Where is he? And I want to prophesy to you that anyone that left you in shame, in pain, in disgrace, in the name of Jesus Christ will be disappointed.
that your amen is not good enough.
The evidence of freedom is movement. Because when something is tied down and then you lose that same thing, it's free to move. That's one of the ways we will know that you are free. Stop dying on the same spot. Stop begging for love. A man slapped you while you were dating him. Don't marry him. A man tells you, I must sleep with you before I marry you. He is a bicycle. Wait for your Bentley. Move! Somebody looks at you and tells you you are too ugly. Square your shoulders, adjust your dress, and tell the person, I know life can be difficult for the blind. And start moving. And start moving. Some of you need to move. As they went. As they went. You need to start going. Any relationship that belittles you, go away from it. Any place where you are not celebrated, leave as they went. By the way, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2, starting from verse 1, Deuteronomy 2, the Bible says, then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to us, and the Lord said unto me, you have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. Is the first thing I want you to take home today. You have tarried long. Move up. There are books on your inside. We have released you under God in this conference. Go right. Look into your marriage and see that you are a better man and a better woman. Look into your destiny and see that you have added value as they went. Start something new. Get out of that unprofitable thing. Leave your comfort zone. You are more than this. There are more grounds to cover. Joshua chapter 13 and verse number 1. Joshua 13, 1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said to him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. There is more to you. More to you. Do not allow geographical location to limit you. Do not allow any barrier to limit you. There is more to you. Put your right hand on your tummy and say, destiny, come forth. Therefore, prophesy you into a new level of success. New level of unusual favors. Of unusual kindness from God. Of unfinishable wealth. Unexplainable achievements. And overlapping joy. If you believe it, let your amen be very loud. So if you that are parents, wake up. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 22 tells me, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. You are not a good man because you smile always. You are not a good man because you are pious. What are you going to leave for your children? That's the sign of your goodness. Do something with your life. Any man that is saying, and your wife is the one feeding you, I've come to push you into destiny. My husband said there are two kinds of husbands, a man of means and a mean man. May you leave behind for your children the things that will dignify you. Amen. In case you are here and all you do every year is to get pregnant, then get ready to build houses. Every Women of Destiny conference, you are pregnant. You have boys, you have girls. The next one is going to be an hermaphrodite, I can bet you. Do something with your life. And stop getting pregnant every year because you are looking for a girl. Which one can you produce? Or you are looking for a boy? My father tells me you are better than seven sons. Who tells you that it's only boys? These days, can't you see? That it's not about the gender. It's about the content. It's about the content. Thank you. May your memory be blessed. When I prophesy to you, you better catch it. Because God told me a few years ago that every time I stand to preach, he said, I will not just be a preacher, I will be a divider of inheritances and a distributor of portions. I'm just introducing this message. In the second service, we'll do it properly. You will not be a monument of failure. I'm And still in that Luke chapter 10, the Bible says it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Something shocked me there. Her house. There's nothing wrong with God blessing a woman. Her house. Not her husband's house. Not her father-in-law's house. Her house. Can I stand here again to repeat this? That if, as a woman, the totality of your financial life is dependent on your husband, you are a colossal embarrassment. If without your husband, you cannot buy ordinary bra or tomatoes. Let me explain the situation of things to you now. Gone are the days when women used to lock their husband's tie and say, "You must give me money today for food." We have left that level. If you are still remaining there, you are the only one in that class. We left a long time ago. This is what we do now. Whether the man leaves money for food or not, it does not bother us. We cook. We present the food. While the man is eating, we massage his head and his back. We sing love songs to him. And then after the meal, we use tithe to collect the money back. Tithe. There is nothing wrong with God blessing a woman. It's a women's conference, so I can speak to the women. Nothing wrong. Woman, you were configured for blessings. Until you arrived, God did not pronounce blessings upon humanity. And God blessed them. He didn't say God blessed him. It was your arrival that provokes. God just said, I said, no, I need to bless. When the man was there, God was not moved, because some blessings are not said, they are provoked. But when you stepped there, blessings came. That is why when a man is privileged to marry you, his life should rise. Because you are the bringer of blessings. Every curse upon your life, I destroy today in the name of Jesus. Please, wake up, women. I'm not teaching you independence. I'm not teaching you lack of submission. Submission is not subjugation. African submission is slavery and subjugation. But Bible submission in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning from verse 21, not 22. Submitting yourselves one to another. But I'm teaching you how to add value. When you say you submit, it means I am a heavy duty person, but I give it to you and give you the opportunity to guide and lead me. But if you don't have anything, what are you submitting? Submit zero. So when the man raises his hand to slap you, he remembers what you submitted. He said, "Don't let the devil be deceiving us in this house." You must have value as a woman. Please stop eating with 10 fingers. That is the essence of your freedom. It's not for you to now go haywire and begin to mess around. No, it's to add value. This freedom has discipline in it. It has discipline in it. It's for you to start adding value wherever you are. Don't wear as jewelry the properties you should own. Don't wear as outfits because you want to look like Pastor Nike. You don't know her story. You don't know where she's coming from. True freedom is the ability to accept yourself the way God has blessed you, and then to add value to others. Proverbs 21 and verse number 20. Proverbs 21, 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish person spends it up. By November this year, print your statement of accounts, you'll be shocked how much God has put in your hand. I beg of you, do something with your life. Be an asset, not a liability. Time is going. You're going to wake up very soon and realize that you are 84. I can't believe I'll be 56 very soon. I can't believe it. When did they burn myself? And every time I'm saying to myself, Olufunke, you are running behind schedule. Run. The Lord cometh. Touch more life. Do something. Let a widow go to bed today, thanking God for you. Let one orphan be glad and be grateful that you are here. Wake up, woman. Time is going. You are running behind schedule. Do something with your life. You are free not to roam about, but to add value. Let your husband wake up in the dead of the night with teary eyes, thanking God for the day he met you. That's the way you have added value to him. I told my husband many years ago, I wish Jesus would just come and say, all of you that are married, remain married. My husband said, I know Jesus will not say that, but I'm going to tell him, oh, your mansion should not be far from my own. I said, me, I will even tell him, let it be the next. Don't be a liability, please. Be an asset. And I want to say this. To be a woman is not a sickness. It's not a disadvantage. It's a blessing. Those of you that are men that are here today, please hear me and hear me very clearly. Let your wife shine. It is for your good. Be sick. Be secure enough to let your wife have her own. If you are a man of value, you won't be afraid that God should bless your wife. She is going to be a blessing to you. If you have befriended her over the years, you have invested into her, you have poured into her, when God blesses her, she's going to remember you. Only insecure men bully their wives. Only demon-possessed men beat their wives. And they need some psychiatric attention. Because there's no human language that can explain to you what a woman goes through to give you a child. The pregnancy, the delivery. I have an orphanage, so you know what that means? Many women that lost their lives just because they wanted to give life to somebody's child. Just because of that. And then you still raise up your hand to beat that woman. Some of you don't even beat your wives physically. You beat them emotionally. You say all sorts of things to them. Look at you, and you call yourself a woman. It's more than beating. Cuckoo beat me. What is the meaning of cuckoo? Cuckoos. Hallelujah. Stop inflicting wounds on women. Stop sexual abuse. Stop domestic violence. I'm addressing men. Treat your wife the way you want another man to treat your daughter. Stop all this psychological abuse and doing as if you are the alpha and the omega of your home, the lion of the tribe of your family. Sit down there. Come on. I have a home for abused women, and the stories are appalling. I can't believe this is happening. One woman said, my husband will say, Nidandia, you goat. Raise your hands up and close your eyes. True life story in this, your Lagos. Not in my village. And after 15 minutes, get up. Go get me something to eat and clean up and get to the bathroom. And then after that, come and meet me in the room. Pedophiles, rapists. We're trusting the Lord to raise more people to speak against these social vices. Men, why would a man, a grandfather, true life story, sleep with his granddaughter and impregnate her? Let there be more NGOs. We are free not to roam about, but to add value to people. Let God raise more voices that we speak against these things. And let it start from home. The way you treat your wife, your son is watching. And that's likely the same way he will treat his wife. Teach your boys to respect men. As a man, when last did you honor your wife in the presence of your children? Everybody, the boys are going to cook today. Let's just celebrate mommy. We're giving her breakfast, in bed. If a woman sleeps up to 6 o'clock, stand up. African men. Real men fan their wives to flame. Stop abusing your wife emotionally. Everything she does, you will keep in the diary. And then, after some time, I say, you remember July 2nd, 2 o'clock? That was the way you did, blah, blah, blah. Proverbs 18:22. Whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. There is a level of favor that comes into your life when you treat your wife well. Treat your wife very well. Stop violence against women. And those of you that are women, I prophesy to you today, I stand upon Psalm 1, verse 3. May the Lord cause everything you do to prosper. Amen. Let me close with this one, and then we'll continue in the next service. The Bible says, praise God. And this is where I'm going to start in the next service. The Bible says that a certain woman received him into her house. Everybody, please listen to me. Learn to go to places where you are not only needed, but where you are fed. A lot of you people, you serve people and serve and serve and serve, but nobody serves you. Jesus was going about, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, blessing people, but said the scriptures regularly. I'll show you in the next service. He will come to Bethany where he was fed. Don't be in a relationship where you only feed and you are not fed. That is bondage. Relate with people that feed your creativity. People that excite you. People that believe in you. People that excite your vision. People that stands by you. If Jesus was not celebrated, he would not keep on going back to that house. A woman named Martha received. And we're going to look at the characters in that house in the next service. Mary, Martha, Lazarus, I'm coming. We're going to look at them. And we're going to go to John chapter 11 and see a few things there. Don't just be in a relationship where you feed and you are not fed. Please get a place where you can go apart before you fall apart. I kept silent for a few seconds so you can think about it. The rate at which people drop dead is alarming. Some of you are laboring for people, sending money to this, sending money to that. Thank you for that time. Thank you money for this. And they don't even appreciate you. You labor and labor and labor. You work and work and work. And this, you still send money to them in the village. And what do they say? Is this all you can send? And yet you continue to do that. Some of you cannot send your children to right schools because you need to take care of your sister's children. That sister of yours, whose husband is so lazy, he can't do nothing. You carry dresses. I remember many years ago, I went to New York and I bought a few things, you know. Since that time, I started blessing some people with some things. You see, I don't love. I love. I'm just protecting my heart. When I gave this lady the gift, hear what she said. Me, I don't want Lagos Street gift. I bought it from New York. I don't even know that they have it in Lagos. Did I go there to work? Very ungrateful people. And some of you, that's they are the reason why you are dying. Locate relationships that feed you. Not only relationships that you feed. You are in a relationship with a man. 3 months, you are the one blessing him. Not one handkerchief. That man is a leper in your life. He's going to infect you very soon. When he calls you, he will say, Wait me, come here. The man knows when stew will be ready in your house. He knows when rice will be ready. Because you want to marry. Let me tell you the truth. It is not marriage that completes you. If you are an incomplete single person, you will meet and marry an incomplete single person, and you will have an incomplete marriage. Enjoy where you are on your way to where you are going. Don't sell your birthright. Locate someone that you don't just feed, but that feeds you. Be in relationships where not that you just they just need you, but you also need them. Here are the next statement I'm about to make before I pray for you. Where your absence does not matter, your presence cannot matter. I'm going to say it one more time, then I'll pray with you. Where your absence does not matter, your presence cannot matter. Must you attend every wedding? A wedding took place and some people had a motor accident on the way and they died. And they were hiding it. The bride was dancing because nobody wanted her to know, but her guests were in the mortuary. Why must you kill yourself? Because you want to be everywhere. Sit down, think about your life, strategize, and go to places where you are not just needed, but where you are fed. Please bow your head in prayers. Lord, I thank you for these very precious people.
How can you walk when you don't know the way of the weak?